Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. This week we hear from Alisa Stewart and Terrellyn Harris. They're both juniors at Mizzou. They spoke about some of their experiences with healthcare and how it's different, since Alisa is from El Dorado Springs, Missouri, population 3,500, and Terrellyn is from Atlanta. Here's Alisa.
Where I'm from is a very small rural town in Missouri. It's like 99% white. Basically, our hospital is like there for decoration.
Oh no.
Yeah. The healthcare there is not good. Just growing up, like, my mom would have, like, migraines, and we would have to go, and, like, we'd sit in the ER for hours because there was one doctor on call and just, like, a bunch of nurses, and, like, the ER was, like, two rooms in the back of this hospital that has
it's there,
and I guess people have doctor's appointments. I don't know. But then, like, the closest, like, real hospital is, like, an hour and a half away. So.
Oh, you're dead.
Exactly.
That's so scary.
No, really. And like when I was a kid, my grandpa, the thing that caused him his death was that he got injured on his farm and he had a brain hemorrhage. And my mom, I remember I was like seven, but my mom was literally begging the EMTs, like, please take him to Springfield, which is that hospital, the big hospital. Mm. And they were like, please, like, he's not going to get the care. And they were like, well, we're obligated to take him to the closest hospital, which is the one in town.
Yeah, no, that's a problem. Like, yeah. I can't believe that, because I just wouldn't have, I don't know, I just feel like every city would have, like, I guess not a, if you're in a rural area.
No, like my hometown is like 3,500 people.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the
we
population.
Definitely are, because I was like, you know, from the city, so like hospitals galore. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I don't know if I'm not the best care.
I mean, you got options.
Yeah, like you was like, if you don't want to go to Kennestone, you know, you can go to Wellstar, but if you don't like Wellstar, you can go to Emory. And if you don't like Emory, you can go to, like, that's interesting. Like, I just never. Mm-hmm. Like, saw it from that perspective.
And yeah.
Like, that's interesting. Because, like I said, I'm from the city. So, like, we have all these hospitals. But, like, kind of from, like, a personal experience thing, no one had insurance. So, no one's going to go. So,
right, yeah.
It's like, you have them, and we're paying for them. But no one's using them because we can't afford them.
Right.
So, I feel like that's so, it's, like, very backwards. You can have access and still not have
still
access.
Not.
Yeah. And
mm-hmm.
still not be able to go. Like, it's there, but you can't use it. Because
you don't have insurance.
The funds.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to think about.
Because it just doesn't make any sense.
Like, we don't even have, like, good health outcomes of, like, people. So, like, we're paying the most.
Right.
So it's like, I don't really get that.
So, like, what my community needs, I guess, is, like, an actual, like, hospital where they can
the
get,
basics?
Like, care. Yes, because it's, like, it's really rural. And, like, people, I know that there's, like, the issue with, like, insurance. I don't think a lot of people in my town have insurance because most of the jobs are, like, entry-level, like, probably don't have the best benefits. I know a lot of, like, my friends didn't have insurance, so they, like, never went to the doctor. I was lucky, and, like, my dad has a job through the state of Missouri, so I did have insurance. So it wasn't, like, as big of a deal for me. But there's just the issue of, like, having, like, actual care, not, like, a janky little ER with one doctor. And I guess that's it. I mean, it's really sad that, like, people in my hometown don't have access to, like, quality healthcare.
That was Alisa Stewart and Terrellyn Harris speaking about their differences and similarities when it comes to access to healthcare. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks, which was reported and produced by Alexia Diamond. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.